Welcome to the Busy Pastor Podcast. My name is Greg Gibson. As always, I'm here with my co-host Trent Stewart, the lead pastor at Foothills Church. Today, we are talking about being busy leading volunteers. Episode 22 of the Busy Pastor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for all of our continual listeners. Thank you for all of our new listeners. Man, it's amazing what God is doing with this podcast and with this content. Trent, let's get right into it, talking about leading volunteers. So the past couple episodes, what have we been talking about?
Yeah, so we've been talking about our leadership pipeline. We've been talking about how we can help people grow in their leadership and give people a map for leadership. And more or less, it's for us as staff members, us as, you know, pastors and leaders at the church to help us think through how we can help people grow. And so, yeah, we wanted to move now into just kind of a discussion more on volunteers, because, I mean, we all know that a pastor is not just preaching sermons. He's not just leading a small group. He is managing, recruiting, developing, and hopefully getting people involved in the work of the ministry, because as we have said time and time again, that's our job as pastors.
Yeah, that's our job as pastors. And we mentioned in the last episode that leading volunteers is pretty intensive.
Very intensive.
Yeah,
it's always something going on and always issues. And we just come through a pandemic.
Right.
And you don't have all of your people maybe aren't back yet, most likely. And so we're managing that tension of who's back, who can we count on, who's really going to be here. And so we're moving into, you know, a year now where as we get closer to the fall, as vaccines, as things have kind of opened back up, we're looking towards, hopefully, you know, I'm being, you know, optimistic here, like yeah. We're going to get through this finally. And now, you know, what we end up having in September, October, November of this year is like, okay, this is who we've got.
Yeah.
And so I don't want us to just sit back and wait on so-and-so to come back to church. I think we have to get busy now moving in the direction of who is with us is who is with us, and we got to go, and this is what God is doing, and we got to run.
Yeah, absolutely. So leading volunteers is one of the hardest things we can do, but also it's one of the most rewarding things if we do it well.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it is Ephesians 4.
Yeah.
I mean, that we want to be busy with the right things. That's the whole purpose of the Busy Pastor Podcast, mm-hmm. being busy with the right things and being busy with the right pastoral job description. All the way back to episode one.
Absolutely.
So when we're talking about volunteers, man, this is Busy Pastor 101 right here.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about today's conversation. So let's talk about the why behind it. Mm-hmm. Why is it important to have a plan and a strategy for your volunteers? Why is it important for you in leading Foothills Church?
Yeah, well, I have found that if I don't have a plan and I'm just winging it, then it doesn't go well. It doesn't last. It doesn't go well. And so I love to plan. I am a planner. And so planning is like essential for me personally. But then when I look at the church, when I think about leading, you know, churches that grow and churches that are healthy, don't just get there by accident. Healthy organizations and businesses in general, they don't just, you know, last 20, 30 plus years and have growth and, you know, do good in the community because they were lucky.
Right.
You need a plan. And, you know, when you're talking about volunteers, our people, they don't have to be here. They don't have to serve. They don't have to do this at your church. So they can do it at multiple churches. So why would they come to your church? Why would they serve there? Why would they stay there? Those are the kinds of questions that as a pastor, you know, we want to, you know, be aware of. And I think even with the global pandemic that happens, we've seen a lot of shakeup, people leaving, going to different churches, and we've had people come, we've had people go. And so everybody's kind of experiencing that. And so I think, you know, the result of this is, okay, when the new people come or, you know, as we're doing this, like we need a plan in place so that we can move in the right direction. And I think as, you know, you open back up and things get back to, you know, what quote unquote, whatever normal is, I would say a new normal. I would say do something differently. And maybe some of the things we talk about today are some of the new things that you could implement for this new season of ministry.
Yeah. So we need a plan in place for our church, for not only the the health of our church, but also the growth of our church.
Yeah.
And talk about for a second why it's important for volunteers to serve in their own growth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we look all over the New Testament and Jesus came to serve, right? Mm-hmm. He came to serve and he came to save, and everything that, you know, he calls us to do is about ministry. It's about serving. And so we cannot just get a bunch of knowledge and grow as a follower of Christ. And our people need to know that. It's not just about hearing a sermon or reading, you know, a certain book or, you know, knowing something. They actually have to put their feet, hands, eyes, ears in motion and actually show the love of Christ, be the hands and feet of Jesus in order to grow. So if someone's not serving, then they're not growing.
Right.
And so we have to teach our people that. And so that's true for all of us. And so I think that's what I would say.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's I think that's exactly right. I mean, when we serve, we are growing. And again, back to Busy Pastor 101 stuff, we're trying to help people know their design,
yeah,
know their direction, and get in a place where they are using the gifts and the design that God has given them to build up the body of Christ. And so before I ask you about our FC, our process here at FC, mm-hmm. I want to remind you of the last two episodes. Go back and listen to those, because we're talking about leadership pipeline. And specifically, if you go to busypastor.org, go to last episode show notes, and if you look at the row for ministry director, you're going to see how a ministry director works to connect people to the church, mm-hmm. right? And connect people to their design and direction. And that box right there is going to really be what we're going to talk about in this episode. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to flesh that out a little bit more and talk about how we do that, mm-hmm. here at Foothills Church. So Trent, let's talk about the beginning of the process with volunteers. So we got into the why, mm-hmm. But let's talk about the how.
Okay.
So how do we recruit? How do we onboard? And what does that look like in our culture?
I think it starts as a pastor. It's going to start with what you're teaching. And so, are you teaching a robust theology of ministry and serving? And so, if you're not telling and teaching, you know, the Bible and showing people that you have been called to serve, you have been equipped to serve, you have been gifted to serve. In order to grow, you must serve. This is how we share the love of Christ in our community. You know, all of those biblical passages that teach the responsibility that, hey, a Christian is the hands and feet of Jesus, so we're serving. That's step one.
Yeah.
But you could be a great pastor and you could preach an amazing home run sermon on ministry and serving. You could go through a whole series if you want to. If you don't have a good process after that, when people after the service raise their hand, fill out the card, you know, do the online form, what happens?
Right.
How many times have people in your church filled out a form? Yeah, they want more information about a ministry, and they turn it in, and then they never hear back. They never hear anything. Or how many people in your church say, hey, I want to do this, and then everybody says, well, you know, we don't have a clear answer on what to do. Well, you just come, and they show up, and it's like, well, what do you want me to do? Well, just kind of be, you know, and then people are like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm not coming. If I wouldn't do it, they're not going to do it. You know,
yeah.
That's how I always look at it. Like if it's not something that I personally would do and I wouldn't follow that, then I just say, no, we're not going to do that.
Right.
Like I'm not going to fill out a card in a church and expect somebody to call me. That's just not what I would do. So I'm not going to create a system where Trent wouldn't follow that. And so I want to create a system where a guy like me would say, yeah, I'll do that, and I'll take that step. And so for us, it really kind of starts with recruiting. So how do we recruit? Well, it comes from the pulpits, come from what we're teaching. And then, you know, it comes from all the things we're teaching our leaders and our coaches and our ministry directors to do. You know, it's tapping people on the shoulder. It's not waiting for the all call on Sunday morning. It's not waiting for the sermon series. It's consistently our leaders, coaches, ministry directors are tapping people on the shoulder as they come out of base camp. Hey, Would you be interested in this? Hey, would you, you know, think about this? We'd love to have you serve in this area. So it goes back to relationships, and it goes back to your volunteers who are intentionally recruiting and building relationships and inviting people to, you know, serve in those areas. In our system, you know, we've got base camp, and then camp two dives into the design. And so as people understand their design, the goal after that is to say, okay, here is the place for you to serve. Here are areas that you should be serving in. And so that's kind of a, you know, how we funnel people through and help them decide and choose where to serve. But we have an expectation that if you're going to be a partner at Foothills Church, you're going to serve. And so that's just part of the covenant. It's part of our, you know, commitment that we make when we say we're going to be a partner at Foothills Church. We are going to serve. So that all of that has to be built in before we even kind of get into, you know, all of the how-tos. But I would say do all that.
Yeah.
And then the how-to specifically would be, okay, we're recruiting. Now when someone says, yes, I want to serve, what do you do with them? And so we would call that an onboarding process.
Yeah.
So an onboarding process is how do we get them on board to serve? And so step one for that would be, okay, they give us that first contact. I want to do this. We've had that conversation. And then from there, we go to what we would call a vision meeting. And the vision meeting happens after a Sunday morning service, in between services. It could happen during the week. It could be a phone call. It's essentially a place for our leaders to actually talk about for no more than 30 minutes how we are doing this ministry, what's the vision of the ministry, what's the strategy of the ministry. We talk about any questions they might have initially about this, and then we give them the ministry overview packet. This is what we would be asking you to do. So, you know, in that ministry packet, it's going to share your one sentence job description. It's going to say, here are all the things that we're asking you to do. Here are the time requirements of what we are, when we're going to be asking you to do this. We usually do like a school year commitment. So you're going to do this from, you know, August to May at least. And then we reevaluate every year. And so that's kind of what that ministry packet will have. And it will also say, you know, here are some of the skills and talents that you need in order to be able to do this well. And so that ministry leader is also in conversation with someone who has gone through Camp 2. So whoever their coach is, they're saying, hey, is Greg's good for this, right? And this is going to be a good fit. And so everybody's like helping that person, talking through that step. So that's step one, that first contact, and then that vision meeting.
Yeah, so let's flesh out recruiting a little bit more here, because I bet a lot of pastors listening are, maybe even that happened this past Sunday where, I don't know, where Nancy comes up and says, hey, can you announce this from the stage? We need volunteers here. You know, and then they're thinking, oh, man, okay, I'm either going to hurt Nancy's feelings, or I didn't do a good job building a process for what recruiting looks like. Talk about the all call for a second. Why does the all call not work? But then how to do it well?
Yeah,
because I feel like here at Foothills, we do an all call differently.
Yeah,
and it works.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, I think the all call, and by that we just mean from the stage. Hey, we need more help in the nursery.
Yes.
Can somebody step up and serve? Like, if you have to say that, don't hang your head in shame, but know that there is work for you to do.
There's work.
There's work for you to do Monday through Friday on your volunteer process if that is happening. You can do this, though, and you can get there. And so the deal, though, is like the all call usually will gather people. If, you know, it doesn't gather a lot, but let's just say 20 people come forward and say, yeah, I'll do this. Out of that 20, a very low percentage of those people tend to stick in that area. So, you know, can it work? You're going to get one or two out of that 20 that actually end up being good. But the headache of the other 18 is going to be a headache.
Right.
And so what we do is we want to have multiple options when we do the all call. Don't just say, hey, here's what we need. We need nursery workers, because then mm-hmm. it's just not. What you want to do is you want to say, okay, this is the moment to serve. And so what we do, we actually just went through that. So May is when we do that. Hey, we want you to serve. And every week we kind of have a focus on a specific ministry. That way it's not just an all call for one area. It's really an all call for all areas. So we're teaching, we're sharing, and we're calling people to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they, you know, as they come from that, we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, we've got, everybody has their onboarding process in place. We have volunteers that are ready to have those conversations with people, those initial conversations. We have the training in place to go forward. We have the, you know, the follow-up that must take place in order to train them, to get them ready. And so if all we're doing is all calling, it's not healthy. I would recommend that you tell Nancy, hey, Nancy, I'm going to help you get volunteers. Let's talk about it on Monday.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get in the habit of, you know, sharing announcements last minute,
right?
People writing it on, you know, a post-it note or the giving envelope and handing it to you on the front row. And you're like, oh my gosh, I have to share this or they're going to be mad at me. You don't want to live there. That's not good leadership.
Yeah. Recruiting best happens in relationships.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You know, it's the tap on the shoulder. It's the conversations on Sundays. It's even having lunch and going to coffee and face to face. Hey, you would be, I've seen this in you. You would be a great kids volunteer.
Yeah.
Would you pray about stepping in to be a kids small group leader?
Yeah.
And we've got a, you know, an opening with third grade boys that you would just love. They would love you. you would have an opportunity to teach these kids about Jesus.
Yeah.
And
man, the Apostle Paul says that old men should be pouring into young men.
Absolutely.
This is life changing. You know, that's casting vision.
It's casting vision.
And so that to me is like, okay, yes, we need people that will do that. So if you've got, and you do in your church, you've got connectors, guys that are super relational, women that are super relational, connectors, that could be their ministry.
Yeah.
Their entire ministry could be shoulder tapping and recruiting. And on Sunday morning and throughout the week, they're making phone calls and they're eating breakfast and they're, you
know, coffee meetings
with people where they are just consistently recruiting. And that would be amazing.
That would be amazing. And if no one's doing that in the life of your church, you're either going to have to model it or get someone around you, even if it's a volunteer, like you just said, Trent, to do that in the life of your church. It's only going to make your church healthier. Okay, so on onboarding.
Yeah.
So let's camp here for a minute. And so we have a process here for onboarding. You spoke about it just a moment ago, but here's a question. How do you determine the right and the wrong volunteers?
Yeah.
And what happens if... what happens if someone is in the wrong spot, right? So you've had this happen.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you've had this happen dozens of times. It's not that we're saying, you know, man, you're not good enough. It's in many ways, we're trying to help people get in the right
spot,
right seat, knowing their design.
Yeah.
But what do you do? How do you encourage our staff?
Yeah. Well, this process kind of weeds them out. And not bad term. We're not trying to weed them out. Like you said, we're trying to put them in the right lane. And so what the vision meeting does is it answers those initial questions. We give them the ministry packet. They take that ministry packet. Now the ball's in their court.
Right.
They go through that. They see everything that they need to do. If it's in kids ministry, we also do our background check at that point, because that's a huge step for kids or students. You know, we are doing that. They're doing the ministry application, okay? After they do that, now they go to what we call first look. And first look is where they actually come and they kind of get a behind the scenes kind of look at the ministry.
Mm.
And so they're seeing it in motion. They're just kind of asking further questions. And you, as the ministry leader, you're getting to know them through this process. You're asking them questions. You're showing them by their questions, and you know, you're asking other ministers about this person and the you know, coaches in their life and that kind of thing. And so you're getting to know them through that first look. And so by that point, you know, once they fill out the ministry application, you have that final meeting, right? Okay, here's what I think, Greg. I think that, you know, what you've heard, what I've heard you say is that you're really excited about maybe some media components of kids ministry. Maybe kids ministry isn't the best fit. Maybe, you know, this media ministry and this kind of thing fits your skill set best.
Right.
And so, you know, we're not saying no, we're just directing and guiding people. And so that's hard. It's really hard. I mean, there's no easy way to do that, because if somebody has their mind set on serving in a specific area, but you're seeing them and you're just like, man, kids are not going to like you. You're freaking them out or whatever it is. You're just, this just not your gifting. That's always hard, you know, but if you're not willing to have tough conversations with that, it's going to cost your ministry. It's going to cost you.
Yeah, talk about onboarding around our kids' ministry. So we can onboard into, you know, a dozen different areas. But how do we specifically onboard in our kids' ministry when it comes to, like, creating the gate of safety around kids and why that's important in the life of our church?
Yeah, and so, I mean, to be a greeter, it's going to be a larger gate. Like, you know, you can get into that pretty easy. But we do want to set up some guardrails for kids ministry just because of the dangers that are out there, you know?
Yeah.
And so we want to do background checks. We want to do, you know, a thorough, you know, interview with this person.
Yes.
We need to know that this person has kind of been engaged in our ministry for a while. We've known them. We know who they are. Other coaches know them. Other leaders know them. Because in this day and age, man, there are predators out there. And we're very vigilant about, you know, we have to do our part in keeping them away.
Yeah,
sure.
Anybody who works with kids, you've got to have that process. It might go without saying, but the process, as we've mentioned this whole episode, the process lets people get into the right spot so that those hard conversations later are minimized or even done away with.
Yeah.
You know, and so when we are busy with the right things as pastors, specifically when it comes to leading volunteers, we're going to see our church be healthier. We're going to see our volunteers be healthier because they have a plan, there's a strategy, and they're serving in how God has designed them.
Yeah, and in the next episode, we can move into what that training begins to look like, because as a part of the onboarding and moving forward in the onboarding, the training, the accountability, and the appreciation is necessary.
Thank you for listening to the Busy Pastor Podcast. As we close today's episode, we want to invite you to do a few things. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Busy Pastor. And secondly, if you like today's episode, subscribe to the Busy Pastor and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. For more resources, you can join the Busy Pastor community by going to busypastor.org. Fill out the form with your email address, and we will give you more resources, show notes, and further questions for your team. Next week, we are continuing our conversation on being busy leading volunteers. The Busy Pastor Podcast is produced by Andrew Lindstrom, video production Jake Tipton, audio engineer Brian Pavick, music by Brandon Sharp, graphics by Zach Shaddix. See you next week. Until then, let's be busy with the right things.